Welcome back to the Afternoon Jams. PA here, 103.7 to be on the phone line. The principal at Timberland Charter Academy, Mr. Stephen Evans, on the phone line. How you doing today, sir?
Paul Allen, everything is going well for us here at Timberland Charter Academy. I want to say to you, first of all and foremost, for 103.7, thank you guys so much for taking time to give us some time today to talk about our program.
Hey, man, it's our honor, man. You guys are major in the community. You're educating our babies, man, and doing a great job. How are things going so far this year?
Paul, I tell you what, we had our reservations like so many other school districts coming in, wondering if, how we were going to start up, when we were going to start up, how it was going to look. This is one of those things this year that no one really had answers to, but I want to be very, very, very thankful to our management company, National Heritage Academies, who have done a wonderful job. And we put together a hybrid and virtual model. Right now we have about 250 students and rising on our middle school campus. We're running about 10 to 12 students per class. We'll be within the range of the CDC recommendations for in-face person-to-person learning. And we have about 350 kids off-site virtual learning. And it's off to a wonderful start, better than we have ever even expected.
So some kids are face-to-face and some kids are virtual. Now, do they get to decide?
Yes. We gave that information to our parents early in the summertime, and I want to recognize all the parents of Timberland Charter Academy who did an outstanding job of responding as to their preferred model for education. The hybrid model, which is a face-to-face 2 days a week, 3 days off-site, we have an A-B schedule. One group is coming on Monday, Tuesday. The other group is coming on Thursday, Friday. Wednesday, we are available for our parents and students on-site for virtual communications, questions. Our technology team is here, and we also have professional development where we're getting our teachers together to kind of have a review of what's been happening for the week, the things that are working good, those things that we need to improve on. So here we are. This is our eighth day of back to school, and just the amount of learning, I think, from our parents, students, and staff members as it relates to virtual learning has drastically increased. Been amazing.
Wow, Mr. Evans on the phone line, Timberland Charter Academy. So your enrollment is almost where you were last year.
Yes, we're very pleased with that.
That is good. Now, are you accepting new students?
We are accepting new students. I don't have the exact percentage number of new students that we brought in, but of course, we lost about 70 of our eighth graders last year who's going back to traditional schools. So we know that based on our current numbers that we've already brought in about 70 new students. Our max capacity is about 700. We're at about 650 right now. So for those parents who are interested, we have a few more seats left in select grade levels. Now, let me make that clear. Now, some of our classes are already full. But we do have some seats in some very select classes. We think we got one of the best shops in town.
I like that. It's like a lottery, huh? If you make it into our school, it's like a lottery selection.
Yes.
I made it, y'all. I made it up in there. I'm at Templeton. How's the food thing going for parents who are doing this thing virtually? Supplements?
You asked that. Mm-hmm. I'm very glad that you asked that. That's a big issue. And I, first of all, want to say just a big shout out to Muskegon County. We know we have a good relationship with the Intermediate School District, who keeps us informed of all of the local Muskegon County food area distribution centers. And, of course, Muskegon County schools are doing a good job of making sure the centers are up and running as well. But Timberland Charter Academy, we're also an approved federal breakfast and lunch site. And here on our campus, of course, for the students who are coming each and every day for the hybrid model, we're providing lunches and breakfast. And we're very pleased to say that this year we brought on our hot breakfast menu. So now they have a choice of hot breakfast, cold breakfast, as well as for our lunch menus. They have also a choice for lunches, warm lunches or a cool lunch. And for our virtual families. All they need to do is contact us, and we give them enough meals for a few days' lunch for their children. And we also continuously pass on the information that we get into Muskegon County on to our families who may have transportation concerns, who are virtual learners all site, so that they can find their way to the area distribution centers as well. Really good question.
Well, and another issue that parents are dealing with is internet access to high-speed internet. What kind of resources do you guys have for them?
Well, again, I'm recognizing Muskegon County for what they're doing, and I just say thank you for the services they're providing to the area. You know, I'm a spokesman for Timberland Charter Academy, but I'm also very thankful for what the area is doing to make sure kids are learning. That's thing number one in Muskegon area. But we're very pleased here at Timberland Charter Academy that National Heritage Academy is providing the same service. For those parents who are in need of resources as far as internet connection, hotspots, we're pleased that National Heritage Academy has stepped up to the challenge, and all of our parents have been equipped. More than 700 kids have received computers over the last, since March, when the pandemic struck until now.
Wow.
They all are equipped with Chromebooks. We made a huge investment. So they all have Chromebooks, and we're very pleased to say that all of our parents who participate in virtual learning, if they need support, most of them, we thank God, already have support. But for those who need it, we're providing it as well.
Man, that's awesome. That's awesome. Principal Evans on the phone line. Anything else you want to share with the community about Timberland and the great things that's going on?
I would just like to say again that academically, our students are happy to be back on campus and face-to-face learning. Our students are doing so very well with the virtual learning. Our teachers are really going beyond the call of duty. All of our administrative team is, you know, I'm even in contact with one of our parent club representatives who is letting us know the heartbeat of our learning community, things that we need to be mindful of, things that we need to improve on. So the communication across the board has been excellent from our parents and our students. Now, we're only 8 days into this thing. We're only 8 days in. But we continue to get better and better and better. We believe in 30 days, this will be no different than anything else. Our NHA curriculum, which is outstanding, for National Heritage Academy, they're providing it for all their schools. And if you didn't know, National Heritage Academy now is one of the largest providers of charter school education. Almost 60,000 kids, whatever that is, 60 schools across the nation. It's huge. But what they've been able to provide for the classroom teacher, building administration, as far as the curriculum, they've gone so far as to lay out every single day of what needs to be done by the classroom teachers. It has been a massive undertaking, but it has made things so much easier for our classroom teachers, for our virtual learners. I would be remiss if I didn't say this, and I don't know that there's no scholarly data to support it, but I believe based on what they have done, it's pressed us far ahead of many area district schools, other charter schools. It just has been a massive undertaking. You know, we spent the whole summer developing these programs for the upcoming year, and to roll those out the way we have, it's just been unbelievable. Also, our virtual equipment, our staff members are available by phone. National Heritage Academy has got an 800 hotline where parents can call in to seek technical assistance. I think we got pretty much all the bases covered, and of course, we're requiring our students to be in masks every day. Timberland Charter Academy is a school uniform school. We have the bus transportation. We've done our best to make sure all the bells and whistles covered.
You got that charter game on lockdown in the National Heritage Academy. Principal Evans, now you follow a strong list of principals. Andrea Johnson, great brother, grew up with him, was a principal there. Angela Coleman, great sister, great queen, was a principal there. What's your story, if you can summarize it, man? What's the story behind Mr. Evans?
I've been in this game about 25 years now in charter school education. I started off in traditional education like other people. I've taught across the board, elementary, middle school, high school, community college, university, faith-based. So my gamut as far as school operations, I thank God for it, and please, I have no room to boast, but my knowledge of charter schools has been quite extensive. And my story is, this is my fifth program coming here to Timberland Charter Academy. my primary things that I have been doing has took me from upstate New York, Mecklenburg County, North Carolina, Detroit, Pontiac. I've been all over, and I'm working primarily with charter schools that were on the verge of closing or having a very difficult time financially, students, parents, whatever the gamut is. And I must say my last stop was in Sarasota, Florida. And to see what has been done, and you know, please know I have no qualms about knowing that I'm pretty good at my job, but I'm also wise enough to know that the Lord has been on my side, brother, and the things that we have been able to accomplish in those charter schools has been nothing less than amazing. Wow. And the people there who was witnessing those things, they would tell you the same thing. But my heart, what brought me to Muskegon County is I'm happy to be here, happy to be working inner city, happy to be working in my community, our community, happy to be working in Title I schools, happy to be working with those families who may seem socioeconomically disadvantaged. I don't like that word because I don't see any disadvantage. Amen. I think these are some of the strongest people. I'm happy to be doing the work for them and being a part of the community. It's good work, and I'm just I'm just happy to be a part of it.
What high school did you go to?
I went to a little place called Central Davidson High School in Davidson County, North Carolina. There, I went on to a little place called Ferrum College, where I met a man named Hank Norton, who changed my life forever. And of course, it took me on to scholarship to Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia. And I'm sure pretty soon you've probably seen the movie, We Are Marshall. And we were happy to say that we were one of those teams that helped in the turnaround of that program after the plane crash.
See, I knew there was a story there somewhere. I knew that. I just got to get it out of you, brother. I had to get it out of you. Thank you so much for your time. There you go, Ms. Keegan, Mr. Evans. Anything else you want to say to the community before we go?
I just want to say to the community, I'm happy to be here. I love Muskegon County. And to the parents, if you're looking for a school of option, if you're looking for a school of choice, I can tell you right now that we're going to take good care of you. We're going to take good care of you. We got a staff member full of people up here who are doing the right things, and I can happy to say that they're here for the right reasons. And I want to say to you, Paul Allen, and 103, thank you guys for taking time to speak with me today. May God bless and keep you guys during this time. And I want to come down there and meet you, man. I want to come down and see you play.
There you go. We make that happen, sir. We do that. I send you a text message.
You got it.
All right. Take care, good brother. Have a good weekend. Take care, all right?
You got to have a good weekend. Take care.
All right. All right, family. Going back to my music. It's Afternoon Jams.